Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Afternoon and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna. Listeners, I would like to first thank you for your time and listening support, and I'd also very much like to thank our wonderful sponsors. Our show today is on stress. We have today with us also two guests, Carol and the wonderful Saber. Before I introduce Atana, I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. He is an inspirational healer. You've just heard his music and you'll continue to hear his music throughout the broadcast. He's an author, musician, master energy healer, an international teacher, just to name a few. But what makes him really special is that he's created a method to help as many people as possible on their healing journey, and it's called the Atana Method. The easiest way you can find him is via his website, atanamethod.com. And now I'd like to say hello to you, Atana. Hello.
Hello, wonderful being. Hello, wonderful Carol, Dawn, and Saber. Wonderful Saber and wonderful listeners. I'm happy to be here.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, are you on a journey today, Atana?
Well, I tell you, it's amazing. We are on this amazing journey, and one person once told me, it can be very stressful to relax other people. So I always had this in the back of my mind and say, it doesn't have to be that stressful. It can be very relaxing. And there's a healthy stress. There's an unhealthy stress. There's a really quickening stress. And I want to just jump right into our topic today.
Sure.
There's a level of stress that can be very inspirational, that kind of is the right stress application to just create that perfect diamond, that pressure, stress pressure that can create this amazing diamond in the making. And it can create so much creativity and opens up so many doors that weren't previously visible. And, you know, it's not something that I recommend all the time, but it also can be very inspirational.
Yeah, I wanted to chat about this topic today, and the way you placed it there, we're going to cover it in today's show, because I'm sure that everybody listening here has felt stress at some point in their lives, and I'm sure they would rather have experienced it as you have described it rather than they are currently describing it, because from some of the research I have done, stress is now the biggest cause of illness and death in the world, due to heart attacks, accidents, addictions, all sorts of ailments that we think stress is the biggest cause. And a lot of people are totally impacted. Some of them are crippled by the levels of stress they are feeling from everyday work commitments, huge financial obligations, massive changes and shifts going on the planet, lack of food, lack of community, a famine, so many aspects can be stressful. So I thought this is a really relevant topic, and I really wanted to for our listeners to understand how we can bring the Atana method, how we can bring energy healing to first understand it and then what to do with it. So could you describe from an energetic level, please, what stress is in your language.
Yeah, well, when you go, there's even a yogic saying that says, if you move your belly button, you keep away 220 diseases. And stress is the precursor of a lot of diseases. And in our time, when I look like 20 years ago, I say, well, how can stress even do that, you know? And now I'm in the place where I realize there's so many different variations of stress. There's an emotional stress. There's mental stress. There's even spiritual stress. There's physical stress. You know, there's like prosperity, for example, that what you mentioned. There's a stress on having to make a certain amount of money. It's about, you know, getting things in order and having things in place and organized on a daily basis. And that's something that needs to be considered. So stress in itself, and I have a lot of people who can really eat it, simply applying themselves in a way of healthy breathing and also time management. But I realize healthy time management can make a big difference. And also knowing that there is space, you know, on a daily basis. I mean, I'm working on so many different levels at on so many different projects at the same time. For example, I have my time where I work out. I have my time where I rest. I have my time where I even just meditate. I have my time where I do energy work. Now, when I do energy work, that is one of my favorite things of all time, because I go into energy work and I literally expand the time frame and connect like literally with different time zones, so to speak, with all time. And when I go into these all time experiences, we have amazing, or I should say, I have amazing experiences because I can go into the depth of enjoying the balancing of my system, my energy system, and all the other areas are starting to decompress. That's a very powerful, at the same time, it's an activity. At the same time, you're decompressing. That's what I love on energy work.
Wow. I'd love to have an experience of what it would be like for you doing energy work on yourself. That's actually an incredible thought, because it must be very profound. But just for our listeners for a minute, this understanding of how stress accumulates, you've just spoken about going through this multi-layers. People might not know what that means. Can you just explain that a little bit more, please?
Which part?
When you say you're doing energy work on yourself and you do multi-dimensional time and then you go through the multi-layers, what does that mean?
All right. Okay. Well, for me, it's like, hey, that's how we live. How do I translate, it's like walking or it's like breathing. It's more, when I do energy work, we have to go, of course, a little bit deeper and understand there's chakras, there's energy centers in the system. The energy centers are the energy centers are in front of the externalizations as glands or organs that are actually supporting the organs and glands. So energy work and hand positions in form of the energy work applied creates actually an energizing of our system. That means wherever we feel deficient, that starts transforming, and we start clearing that deficiency or overriding it in some way and then charging our system with new life force. And the more life force we have in our system, the less we are stressed, because we are remembering our full potential.
Right. And then you're working on that with the Atana method, your own method. You are then working on that daily.
Yes, on a daily basis. And, you know, I do energy work on the planet, on energy work on humanity, and also, of course, on myself. By there's literally hand positions where you hold your hands like 3 to 4 inches away from your ears, from your crown chakra, from the heart. And you actually have some distance and you can actually see, sense the energy viscerally that you're focusing on these areas. And that's very, very powerful because you really experience without touch energy flowing. And so that makes you even more sensitive and it creates a real understanding of that energy work is not like massage or that energy work is different than yoga or that energy work is different than working out because you actually realize there is a whole dimension of energy that you are applying yourself on and applying with that Atana method on these energy centers of ourselves. And then, of course, activates our energy awareness.
Okay. So let's just say someone is really stressed out about their finances because a lot of people are stressed about their finances right now. People have got credit cards, multiple credit cards, they're all maxed out, the banks are ringing them, they're late on their rent, they are trying to feed their families, they're trying to buy clothes and get their hair done so they can look the same as people that we see in magazines and that are everywhere in front of us, and they just feel terrible. Somebody like this might feel so overwhelmed that even considering energy healing is just another stress. But how how could seriously, it's like one more thing to add to the list of to do.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So how does somebody move from that position? Because I'm sure that there are people here listening right now that are in this situation.
Yeah. First of all, we have to understand we are made up of energy. Working on our energy field is not more stress. It's really the only thing we have to do besides, going to the bathroom, eating, drinking, sleeping, etc., and breathing. Because we are energy beings. Energy work is our very most natural way of living. That is like in the morning before even brushing our teeth, that should be our first action. Because we are made up of energy. Where there's energy, there is a focus and intention possibility, and there's also an attraction of solution because energy is magnetic. And whenever we have any problems really, the first thing, even if we're standing in front of a task and we just need to lift, let's say, a 2x4 and we don't know how to do it, we should even in that moment do energy work and find a way to lift it, an easier way to lift it, because there's more to life than what we think we see or we know. If we just go with what we know, then we are limiting ourselves because there's unlimited and infinite ways of doing and being. And energy work opens ourselves up to opportunities and possibilities that we haven't even thought of because we are connecting ourselves with energy work back to our oneness, what actually aligns us with all possibilities and with all opportunities that we can imagine.
It's very true. And look, for anybody that hasn't tuned into one of Atana's oneness, I highly recommend them. I do them every week, and this week we just did that. So for somebody that is feeling seriously overwhelmed, and I have been in this position in my life where I have just felt so overwhelmed, anything else was like another brick on my shoulder weighing me down. But these oneness are quite different because you go in and you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is listen, and actually in that is quite freeing, and you feel totally supported. And we do that. We connect to that oneness, and Atana actually helps break down a lot of those stress patterns in the oneness. So I have to say, go and experience one of them. It's actually once you've done it, you instantly feel better. So I have to say that you hold people in that space. So that's probably quite a good solution, just tuning into those, Atana. And they're very, very affordable, those 1 month.
Yes, and that's a very easy solution. You can tune into it. And as you're tuning into it, you can experience the one man in a 30-minute super energized setting, and you can create an amazing transformation in a very short time. Now, think also about, we have the crystal class, I have the free YouTube videos, and you can even learn how to do energy work yourself on the with the online class, or come to one of the energy healer trainings. And by the way, a certified Atana method teacher, she can also, she has also classes. So if the timing is off with my classes or so, then it's, of course, also possible to jump in with one of my teachers, you know.
Yeah. Well, on that note, we're going to have a quick break, because when we come back, we're going to jump to that lovely Carol, and we're going to hear from her as well. So thank you, listeners. Stay tuned, and we'll be back in one sec. Welcome back, listeners, to Let's Talk Healing. We are discussing stress. We've just been having a chat with Atana, and now we're going to bring in one of his teachers, who is Carol. Carol has been on the show a number of times. We love having her here and listening to her. Hello, Carol.
Hello. I'm happy to be here today.
Good, good. It's lovely having you here. The topic is stress, and Atana was just saying that one of the ways you can help yourself with this particular aspect of life, because to be honest, pretty much everyone has stress in some degree in their lives. And Atana was saying, if you're too busy to see him, we can come down and see you. So I would love to talk to you a little bit about how you work with your patients regarding stress, and whether or not you have any examples of success that you'd love to share with us.
Okay, yes. That is true what you say, that, you know, everybody has stress, and so however they present it when they come in, whether it's, you know, relationships or job, career, finances, however, it's all stress. And I'm reminded of, I go see a chiropractor, and a number of years ago, I was told that there's actually a chiropractic adjustment for trauma or shock. And it's because, like, when the body curls up, you know, like when you have that stress response of that, you know, and you draw your breath in and everything gets tight and you curl up, that, you know, there's, like, energetically, there's a part of you that stays in that, even if you look like you're walking around, you know, normally. And I'm reminded of that because, like, that's what we do, right? Is like we work with that energetic part that's still curled up. And so just breathing does, you know, like when you lay on the table, or if you're doing a phone session, it's nice to get as relaxed as possible, so that your breathing can just naturally occur, right? Because so when you can just lay down, even that, you start having your energy flow more, whether you're even tuned into that or not, your energy starts flowing, things start opening up, and you start breathing. And then that sense of time that Atana was talking about, it slows down. So, like, first of all, let's just breathe. And then we start doing the energy work and start just letting the energy flow rather than being compressed and contracted. Because when you're all curled up, everything's contracted and compressed. And so you open up, you let things flow. And things like, when that starts to happen, things like headaches get better. And, you know, certain body aches get better. And all we've done is like get the energy flowing. And then with the Atana method, there's so much more to it. There's multiple dimensions that we work on. So, but when we can start just getting energy flowing to begin with, you know, as I've said before, I can speak from that vantage point of being somebody who was feeling pretty stressed and not energy aware, right? Like I first met Atana, I didn't have, you know, I couldn't feel the energy flowing. I didn't know whether I was grounded or not or anything like that, right? But I knew that I wasn't happy and that when I got energy work, I was happy and I felt better. And, you know, it was almost inexplicable. It was like, I just feel better. I'm almost giddy. Something's happening here. And so over time, when I learned how to do it myself, like you said, you work with your hand positions and you bring the energy into the chakras and you just start teaching your system, reminding your system that you are energy and that we want the energy to flow instead of being in that contracted state of trauma and shock, you know, that is just kind of often lingering there in the background. And when that happens, when your body gets to remember that, even just for, you know, 30 minutes or an hour, then at least your body starts to say, oh, yeah, I remember this. Like a, this it feels more normal. And then you start applying it to things like when you eat, you take three deep breaths when you eat and allow the energy of your digestion system to work and do its work rather than like trying to eat in a tight, panicked state.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like those are just like the like beginning basic places where we can start and but really have big impacts on people. Because when you're in that state, like that example that you had, this like completely overwhelmed person, they're not paying attention to if they're breathing or, you know, like what's going on in their body. And that's where sacred inner dialogue comes
in. That's so true.
Yeah. So when I teach my clients about sacred inner dialogue, it's part of that process is like getting them to even be aware that their body can communicate with them.
Yes.
And then you start that dialogue.
And it's such a great tool because it's so simple. But actually, once you learn it, it's like a friend there with you. So even when you're in a moment that just seems totally overwhelming or totally stressful, if you can just have enough awareness, you can bring that tool in as quick as a flash and it just goes straight to that feeling. So, you know, that's
exactly.
Why you guys, amazing what you guys do.
Yes, and it's so beautiful that Atana, you know, has this available for everyone. Everybody can get this book, Sacred Inner Dialogue, and learn how to do this and learn how to communicate with your body and learn how to breathe. And, you know, when you start having that communication with your body, then, like, the real work can start happening.
It's very true. I wish I had learned or had access to this, you know, method when I was younger because I think that, you know, being young is stressful. A lot of people say, you know, being young is so easy. But in my experience, being young for me was quite stressful because I didn't have a lot of the tools that I have now as a mature woman. And one of these tools I wish I'd had was the Atana method that could have helped me through so many obstacles and challenges and stressful moments and potentially helped me with a lot of things that I'd faced, like addictions and behavioural issues. This method works on so many levels that really focus on stress. Atana, I just want to sort of bring it back a little bit to an aspect that you talked about before, which is time management. And I have to say, I'm not a naturally organized individual. I find it extremely difficult. I really have to work on it to manage my time. What you say about that is so true. And it's about getting into habits and routines that you can stick to get your program done. And one of those is this energy healing program that I do every day. I set this aside. I'd love to just speak a little bit about getting into that habit of that program. I think sometimes people even feel an obstacle around that, and that getting into structure and program and making time for this work, that in itself is extremely difficult. So can we talk a little bit about how we can even shift that, how we can break down the stress program to time management?
Well, and if we really look at it, is how even think about it when, for example, the Marines are like in a war zone, and they have to, and they're truly facing some challenges and they're in critical situations and moments, and there's true danger. Even in these moments, they're being taught to stay in a calm breathing and focusedness and go into a procedural behavior instead of in the panic. And there's procedures that are helping us in many stressful situations, because there's a lot of people who are in many stressful situations, and they're rising up to the challenge by actually becoming really calm and connect with the calmness that's available everywhere on the planet. And sometimes, even when we are stressed, it doesn't even matter if it's an illusionary stress or if it's real stress, we can even then manage that. And of course, we can add the time management to it. But even Carol and you were talking about the sacred inner dialogue, I have an example in the sacred inner dialogue where you actually communicate with the stress, and where you let the stress know that you need more space. It's like, okay, we can be now fully overwhelmed in the situation, whatever the situation is, and we are experiencing life challenges very intensely experienced from our energy systems. They're amplifying actually on a daily basis, you know. And when we are confronted with these life changes and transformations that we are expected to shift, we can very easily go into our breathing. We can easily go into communicating with the stress. We have a choice at any point. Are we stressed or are we balanced? That's a choice. It doesn't matter how much is on our plate. I know there's something that's probably a dysfunctional stress and it's too much, but even if you have the most stress ever in your life in this moment, ask your stress to give you more space. And then allow your stress response to be different than the mundane, like, oh my God, I'm stressed, now I'm overwhelmed, oh, now I'm shutting down, that's it. That's kind of boring. And it's nice it's nice when you get to the place where you say, oh my God, there's stress. Let me bring more of my infinite in to see how much my infinite can help me balance or transform or rise up to the challenge. We can actually utilize this as an opportunity instead of feeling this is just pushing me into a breakdown, I cannot handle anymore, but actually seeing it as an opportunity that's forcing you to bring more of your infinite into this moment so that you can be bigger than your stress. But if your stress is bigger than you are, then you're tapped into your duality. You're not tapped into your infinite. When you tap into your infinite, even the highest levels of stress are smaller than the infinite. You should be able to handle it. How do you connect with your infinite? Know that there's a part in you that's connected to all of existence. Know that there's a part in you. If you haven't discovered it yet, make yourself on that journey to find the part inside your heart that's connected to all of existence, to your oneness consciousness, to your unlimitedness, to your vastitude, that connects you to your funnel that calls in that infinite. And then you can really counter any stress that you have.
Thank you. And that is totally my experience of working with your work. And listeners, we are going to go to another quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Saba. Thank you. Keep listening. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and in today's show we are discussing stress. I just wanted to say, if anybody wants to access Atana's work that we've been talking about here, just Google him. Otherwise, you can look up his website, atanamethod.com, and there you will find access to the classes that we've been discussing today, his events, his healing sessions that you can do in person or via Skype, information about his group and online training, which I highly recommend, his books, which I also recommend, music, we've just been listening to it, I can recommend that too, and links to his YouTube channel, Facebook channel, Instagram pages, and information on his crystal store, and there's going to be another one soon, which we're excited about, and so much more. So let's just dive back into this conversation this morning, and I'd love to introduce the lovely Saba. We missed her last week. She was traveling, but hello, lovely lady.
Hello, beautiful. How are you doing?
I'm so well, and it's great to have you here to discuss this incredibly important topic, stress.
What's that? I've never heard of that. What are you talking about? What's that?
And I would love to hear a little bit about your understanding experience, because you have done some pretty stressful things. You have been a pro tennis player. You have worked with some incredibly challenging healing crisis
of myself.
Yes, I'd love to hear about your own experiences with this aspect of reality and how you bring in work to help work on it.
Well, Atana, and thank you for letting me speak to you, and I just love you all so much, and I'm so grateful to be part of this.
We love you too.
Oh, yeah. All right, stress gone. See, we don't have to talk about stress. It's all done. Atana was saying so eloquently and beautifully about, you know, a diamond being forged, the healthy stress and the unhealthy stress. And I really just want to talk today about a beautiful experience that I've had recently. And it's about a Cecropia moth, okay? And I was actually on the tennis court. I know that you've all seen pictures. I'm going nuts over this moth. But this moth has taught me a lot about stress. And this moth wants to teach you too, so I'm going to let that happen. The Cecropia moth is one of the most unique moths in the world because it builds a cocoon, a self-imposed cocoon that it almost can't get out of. It's like a death trap, literally. It is self-imposed, and it is there to help it become stronger. And so when this animal or this creature is inside of this cocoon, it has to move its wings and it has to get stronger as it's in this cocoon, and the blood goes to the arms and the blood goes to the wings, and the more it tries to get out, the stronger it gets. And so when this cocoon is actually ready to be released from this self-imposed cocoon, it is the strongest moth on the planet, and it is ready to fly. And the reason why I had such a beautiful experience with this moth is that we watch people go through stress, and that makes us stressed, right? One of my biggest stressors, I'm really not that stressed out anymore because I've really learned with a ton of teaching and learning how to get closer to my true self. I've released a lot of that. But what really stresses me out is watching other people react to life's circumstances. And now that I have children, you know, it makes it more difficult for me. So this moth is teaching us that if you go ahead and say, all right, I'm going to have this moth, I'm suffering. I don't want it to suffer. I don't want it to be in this cocoon and almost die trying to get out. I'm going to open it a little bit, or I'm going to stretch it out so it can fly out a little bit easier. If you do that, if you intercede, if you intervene, that moth may not live, or that moth may not be strong enough to fly if you do. So what I have learned, and this has been such a beautiful past couple of days for me, because this moth, when they're born, they only live 5 days. 5 days. And I'm putting like these little bugs.
Yeah, that's not long. Gosh.
No.
So much work for 5 days of life.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm putting all these little bugs on the side to see if it'll eat it, and a little water dish. Oh, have a little drink. I'm like, what's wrong with this thing, right? And so I start doing research. And so I'm finding all of this out. This moth has no digestive system. It has no mouth. Its only reason for living is to procreate or to mate and have babies. So here I am trying to feed it, trying to give it water, and it's like, no, that's not me. Why are you trying to do something that's not me, right? And so I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, I really do this a lot with the people around me. I even do this with my healing work. I try too much. I try to intercede too much. I try to teach people too much, right? And it's nice to take a step back and think, you know what? If we give people the right tools, edit the tools, they can pull from those tools, and we can watch them, comfort them, support them, but watch them learn how to fly all on their own. And that has been so beautiful for me to see in Mother Nature the completion of this cycle, right? To know that this is the way it was made to happen, and it's okay, right? People are going to suffer. People are going to have issues. We're going to have stress, and it's stressful watching it, but it all is on purpose. And the more that we allow people to be who they are, to experience what they're supposed to experience, but do it with unconditional love, not judgment, or not saying, oh, you need to do it this way or that way. That's just going to make it worse, right? Just say, hey, you know what? I'm doing this Etana method, and this is awesome, and these are some of the tools I learned. Or I'm just learning how to breathe better, or just simple things, right? And just throw those out there and give them a lifeline, right? But don't get too involved. And people are probably saying, oh, that's not kind of like not nice, or you don't have any heart. I actually have too much heart, right? And I have learned that the more I help and the more I try to support and the more I try to love people, it's like they're like, no, I want to do it myself, right? And it's really teaching me to kind of stand back and support in a different way. So, mm-hmm. And you know what's really cool about the Cecropia model?
And how can I just quickly ask you, and when you do that, are you doing that via self-leadership? Because I'm just quite fascinated if you need to stand back a bit, are you then, because I just know, for example, like Etana is just he's always, and I've known him for a long time now, he's in this space of this sort of energy, this light energy, this beautiful place. I'd love to understand a little bit about how you're then doing that. Is it through leading others or being calm in yourself, or how do you then influence?
All of the above. And that's really cool that you're noticing that about Atana, right? So obviously the way he's leading is beneficial and beautiful to you, right? So just like I like to use this a lot, and this is something that has been really close to my heart since the beginning of my healing journey, was you're a lighthouse. And even if you don't say a word, you'll bring ships to safety. You'll bring them to safety, right? And so when you have that true essence in your heart, you have that light emanating from you. You will assist and help beyond words, literally beyond words. And that right there is probably more beneficial in a lot of the circumstances that we're all dealing with, because people are edgy, they're depressed, they're angry. It's kind of like, you know, I call it sunburn. They have a emotional sunburn, right? And if you touch their skin, oh my gosh, no, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that, right? So if you just stand there calmly and have in your heart, I love you. I'm here to support you. I'm not going to bother you, you know, but I'm here if you need me. That just emanates, right? And if you learn to live in that space, which Atana has been a wonderful mentor and teacher with that, if you learn to live in that space, you do teach others wherever you go. And then people will say, well, what are you doing? How did this change happen? And how are you so calm? And, you know, why are you not freaking out? And so the questions start, right? And that's when more of the wisdom can come in and more of the intellectual, physical support can come in, right? But to really start off, it's just let it happen. Let it flow, right? Be part of the bigger picture. And people will start to notice, because their genetic material is programmed to know who is full of light and who is not. And when it's flowing, they'll feel it, right? And when somebody is really, really low, they'll feel it even more than someone who is not, right? So it really is a beautiful thing that anyone can do, right? You don't have to have a PhD to do it. You just have to say, I'm going to love today and walk in that love. And it is so, right? And how easy is that? Because you know me, if it's not easy, I'm not doing it. So it's got to be easy, right?
And for all our listeners, Saba has been sharing beautiful pictures of this moth with us. That is, it's like enormous, like the size of a whole hand, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And you know, it's even cooler.
And then it lay eggs. Did it lay eggs? And then you've taken it to the university, right?
Oh yeah, I took half of them to university, and then I took half of them. I let them hatch, and I put the little I don't even know the right word, but caterpillar, up in the tree that is outside of my bedroom window. And so hopefully, cause the whole cycle takes no less, no more, 365 days to complete. And so in a year, it's so, you know, talk about space and time, and everything is so precise, but it flows so beautifully. I might be able to see this happen again. You know, and another thing that I thought was really awesome, right? Looking at kind of half glass, half full, half empty, right? On the wing, it says Mo, M-O, right? Literally, if you look at it, it says M-O. But then if you look at it upside down, it says ow, right? And so you can think, oh my gosh, this really hurts. You know, this feels really bad. I'm really stressed. Or you could say, Mo, this is, I want more of this. I want more of happiness, you know?
So that's funny.
We've introduced, not the number seven, we're still saying the word seven instead of the word sorry, But now we're saying, moe to the sin.
Moe.
Yes.
And on that note, moe and seven, we have to go to a commercial break, but we will be right back, listeners. So stay with us and thank you, Saber.
Thank you, beautiful. Love you. Welcome back, listeners. This is Let's Talk Healing, and today we are talking about stress. We've just been talking to Saber, and it came to me to share with you this little story because here in Australia it's just become the school holidays, and my husband, who says he never gets stressed ever, and I have seen him weather and endure some pretty challenging situations over the last 12 months with business and legal issues and all sorts of things. And he has actually remained pretty calm. But on Thursday this week, he had to look after my three children. And there was a succession of phone calls and text messages about Enzo won't eat his toasty and Vincent won't share his cupcake. And someone's having a fight over a toy car, and this one won't get in the car. And there was emails back and forth, and I was in a manager's meeting, and I thought, isn't it interesting how we can weather the biggest stresses of business, yet three small children can just bring us right back down to earth.
It's so true.
And I felt like saying to him, you're not so calm now, are you, buddy? It's true. Children are great grounders. Tana, I just want to bring you back in because this work, and honestly, stress has been something that's affected me here and there throughout my life, and I have never felt as grounded and as calm now that I'm practicing this work. And it is true when you talk about going into that place of being connected to the oneness, and that this work gets us there, all of us that practice it, and it's a quick way. So I just want to come back to you a little bit to see if you've got anything else you'd like to talk about in terms of stress for our listeners, tips, even crystals. We haven't even mentioned anything about crystals today.
Yes, and there are some very wonderful crystals for stress relief. Lithium quartz, for example, has actually real lithium in it, what they prescribe people who are overstressed or even depressive. But that brings me, of course, to my stress joke.
Oh, no.
Oh, you've got a stress joke.
Oh, no.
I hope everyone can see the seamless move from there to here. So stress is when you wake up screaming and you realize you haven't fallen asleep yet.
When does the joke begin? Tell me, when does the joke begin?
Is that it?
That was the joke. All right, so let me put this in two parts. One part is stress is when you wake up screaming and you realize you haven't fallen asleep yet. So that can be stressful. And of course,
I'm still confused. This might be above my pay grade. But I like that. I like it. Very good.
Okay, it wasn't an attempt of a joke. Please forgive me. So let's go a little bit further. Let's go a little bit further and breathe deeply. Just breathe deep. As you're breathing deeply, I would like you to remember that life, as the deepest part as it's unfolding, the most real part, is actually happening. At the same time, it's an illusion. I would like you to get into both of these truths and wisdoms and stay in this place of knowing that at the same time, all this pressure that we have, all that focus, all that key focus that we feeling is also at the same time an illusion. Even the toughest moment that we think is a reality, and it is a reality. I'm not doubting this in any form. At the same time, there is a point of view when we sit on the moon and we watch the earth where everything is perfectly fine. Where we, once we remove ourselves from that so terribly intense situation, we can actually take a deep inhale and we allow our system not to be infused by that stress, but actually we are not allowing it to enter our systems, our bodies in terms of pressure, interfering with our healthy process of loving ourselves, of loving being here, of loving being in this life. And every time we have these stress moments, it really forces us in one way to make a commitment. Do we love our life? Do we make a full commitment to this life? Or do we want to be rather be somewhere else?
Mm. Hear, hear.
Yeah, that's
hear,
very
hear.
True. Thank you. That's very, very true. Atana, just in terms of being able to get these crystals, because not everybody lives right near your beautiful crystal stores, can they order these crystals online to be able to help them and support them?
Absolutely.
By you, like you ship out?
Yeah, we ship out, and also people can ask me what they really need in terms of their, you know, where their stress lies. Some people have relationship stress. Some people have financial stress. Some people have other levels of stress and dimensions of stress. And there's literally for every area, there is a stone. And we can support you in finding that right stone, lining you up with it. And then you can also get some ways how to work with the stone to change your life.
Mm, yeah, okay. Well, I've got some beautiful stones here that you've shipped all the way to me in Australia, and I have to say they're like my friends now. I honestly feel like they're friends. And often even if I'm away from my house and I'm somewhere and I'm feeling that I need some support, I just envisage them to connect with myself. I find them immensely supportive to me. So I encourage everybody to look at Atana's website, check out his crystal stores, and allow him to help you pick the stones that are supporting you. Carol and Saber, I'd like to just bring you back in before the close of the show to see if Carol, I'll come to you first to see if you've got anything else you'd like to say before we wrap it up.
Yes, I just want to remind our listeners that this beautiful healing modality that Atana has developed for us is, you know, designed for us to learn how to heal ourselves. It empowers us. And the thing about it that I want the listeners to know beyond that is that when we heal ourselves, our environment changes. So often when we're under stress, we feel powerless, because we feel like the stress is coming from our environment and like we don't have the power to do, you know, to fix it or change it. And so when you start healing yourself, as Atana teaches us, gives us all these tools to do in the Atana method, the environment begins to change. You know, whether it's your perception of it or whether it actually changes, it doesn't matter. Things start to change. So that's the message that I want to remind people, is that when they start working with the Atana method, you start claiming your power back and you become self-empowered and you start healing and then watch things start to change and your stress is fine.
I guess it's just like that moth that you were talking about, Saber.
Oh, yeah.
Similar. It's a very similar process. And I'd just like to say thank you for that, sharing that story with us, with Carol. And Saber, do you have anything you'd like to share with us before we tune out this afternoon?
Yes, I just really quickly, please remember Mo, the moth, when you're going throughout your day and whatever stage you're in. Are you in the cocoon, or are you learning how to fly? Or are you almost ready to bust out of the cocoon? Whatever stage you're in, know that all is well, that this was predetermined, predestined. You are where you're supposed to be, and all of you, even your mistakes, are beautiful. That's the most beautiful part of you, and don't let them define you. Let them shape you and share them with the world. Don't be embarrassed about them. They make you even more beautiful. So let Mo the Moth be a beautiful guiding light for us all today. And don't be afraid to take that first big step out of your cocoon and let your wings flap. And if you're a beautiful, beautiful, flamboyant person, be that. If you're a shy person, you just want to be quiet, be that. Be whoever you are destined to be, because you're beautiful the way you were made. And I love you. Mwah. Go, Mo.
Mwah. 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 Atana, just
yes.
Coming back to you finally, because you are the star of this show. I just wanted to thank you very, very much for all of this work, and it really has changed my life, and I'm sure many, many others. And yes. I just wanted you to just have an opportunity to say something to the listeners before we go off tonight, this afternoon.
All right. I'm grateful that you give me another chance. This is my second opportunity for the joke. I'm going to start over new. I know the first attempt was okay, but check this one out.
Go ahead.
I'm not tense. Just terribly, terribly alone.
Come on. Go, Atana.
Hang on. You've got to say it again. Shh, Saber. Shh. Oh. Go, Atana.
So, I'm not tense, just terribly, terribly alert.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
So wait. Is that because you're saying you're all red, like you're a different color? Is that what you're saying? Because you're tan?
I'm not tense, just terribly alert.
Anyway, on that note.
Yes. I wish you all Atana, a beautiful,
we have to say goodbye to our listeners. So would you like to say something? It just is a leaving comment to them all.
Yes. Know that you're not alone, that you have a whole team that's backing you up wherever you are in your stressed or relaxed life. We love you. We support you. Know that at any point there's tools, ways how you can change your life and even your stress response. Stress response, you can work on in a way on it there where you can respond in a very healthy and loving way towards yourself and life, where you don't have to be short with the people that you love, but where you can actually, you can show them how much you love them by showing them through these stressful times that you're still staying in your unconditional love towards them and towards yourself. Don't let the stress make you do inhuman things to yourself or others, because we all love you.
Thank you. I'd just like to thank all of our listeners today for tuning in, to hearing all of us, to share in this knowledge. I'd like to thank our sponsors, and I'd like to thank our wonderful producer, Don, who is having a bit of a stress moment before we all came on air. But I hope your afternoon gets much better, Don, too. So, listeners, thank you, and we will be back next week. Take care.
Om Hari, Om Hari, Om. Om Hari Om Hari Om 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 Om Hari